Let's go to God in a word of prayer. Lord, help us to go with you all the way. And Jesus, open our hearts today to hear what your Holy Spirit would want us to hear, God, so that we will grow closer to you every single day. In Jesus' name, amen. There was a missionary who started to work with a young man who knew the Lord, and he was training this young man to also be a missionary, and they traveled together. And then they came to one particular church, and the elder missionary left the young man there to teach, and the older missionary went on. But the older missionary was arrested, and he was put into prison. And Paul wrote a letter to the younger missionary from Rome, and he said to Timothy, "Come before winter." Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy, his second letter to Timothy, chapter 4, Paul says, "My life is being poured out. I don't have much time left. Come, see me before winter." Now, in that part of the country, Timothy was in Ephesus. And in order to get to Rome to see Paul, Timothy would have had to get on a ship and get into the Mediterranean. But ships did not travel in the Mediterranean in winter because it was too dangerous. And the walk around would have been too difficult and too long. And Paul said, "I don't have much time left. Come before winter." Now, the Bible does not tell us if Timothy made it. We don't know. It was one of Paul's last letters. We don't know if Timothy got there before winter or even got there at all. But Paul said, "Come before winter." A week ago, I was in a grief support group. And they said that some of the issues that people deal with in grief, one of them is regret. Something we did not do. The young man whose father is dying, and he never told his father that he loved him, he rushes to the hospital to be by his father's bedside and to tell his father, "I love you," but his father dies before he gets there. And he never had a chance to tell his father, "I love you. Come before winter." When I was growing up, one of my friends would bring me over to his grandmother's house quite often. She's a wonderful lady. And I would talk to her. I invited her to church, and I talked to her about Jesus. And finally, one day, she said to me, "When I get ready to die, I'll know that my time has come, and I'll accept Jesus then." Well, one day she had a stroke, and I went to see her in the hospital, and she was in a coma, and she never woke up from that coma. I don't know what happened to her. I don't know if she accepted Jesus. Come before winter. See, we put off a lot of stuff. We stop doing things. We may be driving by our neighbor's house, and we may say, "You know, they don't go to church. I ought to stop and invite them over to come with me to church some Sunday." But we never do it. Come before winter. Or we may know somebody at work or one of our friends that we talk to, and then it dawns on us, "You know, I've never talked to them about Jesus. I've never done that. I should do that." And we never do. Come before winter. God has given us many opportunities to do ministry. Many opportunities every single day. And we fail to do them. All of us do. I do. I fail. There are things God has put on my heart that I don't act on right away, and I miss that opportunity. I've told you the story about the time I was in Israel crawling under the grapefruit trees, pruning branches. And when I'm under one tree, the Lord says, "Emery, praise me." And I didn't back out from under that tree. I looked up, and right there above my eyes were the glasses of the other kibbutz person that had told me to look for his glasses. Because I did it right away. But we put off things right away. We put off things that God puts on our heart. And God says, come before winter. In this book of Psalms that was read today, it said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Now, I know I'm preaching to the choir here because we know God. But even in the midst of knowing him, there are things that we all fail to do. Today, if you hear his voice, today, if God is putting on your heart to do something, to call somebody, to write a letter. How many times have you felt led to call someone or to write a letter and failed to do it only to find out that they have died or moved away or are gone? And we failed to come before winter. Today, if you hear his voice, the Bible says, do not harden your hearts. Listen to God. And in the gospel, Jesus said, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and he will help us carry the load. So many times we carry around with us guilt and regret, and fear and stress, when God calls us to come to him. And we don't have to wait because he calls us to come before winter. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, open up our hearts. Jesus, to hear your voice, to hear the voice of your Holy Spirit. Oh, Heavenly Father, help us to do what you've called us to do before winter sets in. Lord, help us to be more obedient to you instantly. Lord, to take care of business in a flash. God, to hear your voice and to act upon it. And Lord, I thank you that you help us to be obedient to you and to come before winter. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.